Good evening. Ah, much better, thank you. I think to begin, it would be really well to do introductions all the way around and remind ourselves who we are to each other. Can you start?
Marie.
Judy.
Carolyn.
Wendy.
Sam.
Karin.
Bree.
Samuel.
Andy.
Michelle.
Michelle.
Bob.
Angie. Michelle, you were here before.
No, I've never been.
Never been. Mm-hmm. You look familiar.
Well, I did attend the Hartman Valley Center for a while in Augusta.
Grace's group. Mm-hmm. And Jennifer. Mm-hmm. Yes. Jennifer's not here tonight, but she usually is. Mm-hmm. Welcome. And welcome to Koji people. Always a treat. We are on the very last lap of Dogen's instructions to lay people on how to practice and how to answer the questions of why the heck are we doing this in the first place? Aren't there better ways? And this little book is Dogen's answer to how it is that we come to be doing this practice. Wendy has handed out instructions on how to be in the Zendo. I thought we're all coming from different directions and different traditions, and so I thought our tradition should be expressed on paper so that you all can see when to do this and when to do this, and it isn't cast in bronze. It's different in every place, but since we're all here in this place, it creates a kind of harmonious feeling if we're all doing things at the same time in the same way. So it's not to study now, but to as a reminder. I found a quotation from Stanley Kunitz, who was a wonderful poet, lived long. He said, "It's out of the dailiness of life that one is driven into the deepest recesses of the self." It's no place else. No place else. So this question is question 17, and it's a long question and a very short answer. What they asked is, we've heard through the ages in India and China, someone was enlightened to the way by hearing the sound of bamboo, and another clarified the heart on seeing the color of blossoms. Needless to say, great teacher Shakyamuni Buddha certified the way upon seeing the morning star. And Ananda clarified the Dharma when the banner pole toppled. These are all very, very simple occasions. Famous ones. Somebody came around the corner and saw peach trees in bloom. Somebody glanced, crossing a bridge, glanced into the water and saw his own reflection. Somebody sweeping, and a rock hit a bamboo and went. There is a place where we become so presently present that sometimes we become very, very opened up and aware. And they're saying, this has happened so many different times, were they only people who had engaged in the way of Zazen? And Dogen said, those people had no doubts at all about practice of the way of Zazen. They had no secondary person. Means there is no separation between the person who sees and things to be seen. The person hearing and the sounds to be heard. And the person who is enlightened and enlightenment. Only the reality of life is there. So then the last question they say that in India and China everybody already have it together. They really know what they're doing. And here in Japan we're just a bunch of barbarians really. We hardly know anything. And how can we be doing this? We admire superficial values and virtues, and even if they're doing Zazen, how could they possibly achieve the Buddha Dharma? Weak, we're weak. And Uchiyama Roshi agrees, yes, we're weak people. But, says Dogen, actualizing and entering Buddha Dharma, or sailing beyond delusion, does not necessarily depend on the intelligence of the human and heavenly realms. This is such good news. It always makes me so happy. Even when Buddha was in this world, someone attained the fourth stage of arhat because of being hit by a ball. Another realized the great way through putting on okesa, one of these. That was when there was a courtesan dancing around in a drinking bout in a really crazy time. And took an okesa from a monk and danced around in it. La 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 la. And they say she was reborn in hell because of her terrible deed. But in the next life, because of the merit of wearing the okesa, she became a nun. These are all old, old stories that are supposed to encourage us. I'm not sure they are so encouraging. But what he basically says at the end of it, or through this, is all people are abundantly endowed with the true seeds of wisdom. And we know that. We know that when we talk to children. We know that when we meet each other and our friend says something that absolutely is right on the point. We know that in ourselves. When we stew and then suddenly an answer comes, yes, of course. The world is saturated with wisdom. That's what Buddha Dharma means. And from wisdom comes compassion. and sitting, we become quite familiar with this. Even though we become very familiar with all our foolishness, all our confusion and bewilderment, still, wisdom is always coming up. Prajna. As we just said, the mind is no hindrance when we depend on wisdom. The intellect is very clever and very helpful, but we can't figure it out. For all that we try, we cannot figure it out. We can't make it all add up. It's too big. But we can rest in wisdom. And that's really what Zazen is. Finding a comfortable position and adjusting so that we're in some kind of balance, and then maintaining a stillness and just being with what's the truth of things. So Dogen says that although we have to wait for the emperor to approve this, because this was a new practice that he brought, we don't have to worry about that. I don't think there's anybody who has to approve this, even our closest relatives. He said we should not be necessarily selective about places, special places, or wait upon conditions. Only do not think that today is the beginning of spreading the Dharma. This is already happening. So that is the end of this beautiful little book for us at the moment. This is about the third time that we've done this in Floating Zendo, so you might suspect that it's not the last time. I hope we do it again. It's very encouraging. As Uchiyama Roshi says, even idiots like me can do this. And I think, yeah, even idiots like me can do this. Thank goodness. So are there questions about it? Last questions? Marie?
Not a question, but I wanted to share something. When you mentioned the comment about the seeds of Buddha in all people, I was reminded that I just saw an interview with Brian Stevenson, who just published a book, and he was on Charlie Rose on August 19th, and I think it's still available to watch online. And he works with death row inmates. And he wrote a book called Just Mercy, which I saw this morning at Starbucks, so it's widely available. And he talks really eloquently and passionately about race and the narrative of race in this country, and about the quality of mercy as well. And he does, because he works with death row inmates, he does see that, he says, just because someone murders doesn't mean they're a murderer. So he definitely has that quality of seeing enlightenment, or seeing, he wouldn't call it Buddha, but seeing Buddha.
Yeah.
So I highly recommend watching that.
Charlie Rose on the 19th.
Mm-hmm. And then the man's name was Brian Stevenson.
Stevenson.
The Equal Justice Initiative is what he directs, which is the death row. Whenever there's a death row case that seems to involve race, they go and try to, you know, resolve that.
Yes. Boy, they've got their hands full.
Mm-hmm. It was very encouraging also.
Yes. Yeah. I saw something like that on Netflix the other night called Caesar Must Die. Has anybody seen that? It's an Italian movie. They have a tradition in the maximum security prison to put on a play every year. And they filmed the filming of Shakespeare's Julius Caesar. And it shows their rehearsal, and then in the finale it shows a little bit of the actual production. But it shows them rehearsing, these lifers, these murderers, and big drug dealers and mafiosos, and how utterly human and touched they are by the story that they're enacting. It's the same thing. Here are human beings living life and becoming very good actors in the process. They really got into it. They were really good. And it's a very touching story, too, about faithful friends betraying that faith and murder. It's an old, and beautifully told by Shakespeare, so you get. And they were encouraged to speak their own dialect, so they had a Napoleonic dialect and a Roman dialect, and their English subtitles, but you can hear they're coming from different places, and that gives it a kind of authentic feeling, too. Real people having a real hard time, actually. At the end, it shows them going back one by one to where there are two doors that have to be locked behind them, to a small room. It's out of the dailiness of life that one is driven into the deepest recesses of the self.
If somebody has the potential for realization, they're not left alone.
They're not left alone.
They're not left alone. It comes knocking at the door.
Yeah.
The most unlikely places.
That's the point. That's what he was trying to say. Yeah. Just a rock.
Just a rock.
Yeah. Just like that. Anything else?
That guy, Brian Stevenson, was also interviewed on Fresh Air. So you could probably catch that too.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Yeah, all right.
Angie, I'm new to the practice, and started to kind of practice Zen for 10 minutes at home. And one thing that's occurred to me at this moment is the moments where I can really get into it is I part away with language and memory. Language is completely gone. Memory is completely gone. It seems like and I feel at home. Is this normal?
It's normal. Yeah. Don't space out in it. Just be present. And just breathe. Yeah. And don't try to get rid of your thoughts. Don't try to erase them in any kind of way. They're natural. But they're not very interesting anyway, so you don't have to pay attention to them. And they just drift away. Yeah. And just 10 or 15 minutes a day is very helpful. Even if we don't have time to do more, just that little bit is a lot for the sake of our sanity, really, in a lot of ways. It reverses some of the activity in the brain and changes it to some other way that gives us more access to wisdom. So it's, even from a scientific standpoint, it's very helpful.
It was worrying me because I was almost seeing perhaps language as a hindrance to wisdom. Somehow, I began to see it as almost like a house of cards that we built, and you almost have to crash it to be able to see beyond.
Yes. Yes. Sometimes I think of that scene in Alice Through the Looking Glass, where she's being attacked by the queen, and who's screaming off with her head, and the king is doing something, and the Mad Hatter is doing something else, and suddenly she says, "You're just a pack of cards," and whoosh, they're all gone. And it is like that. All happening, but it's not as serious as we think. I want to tell you about this book a little bit, or tell you what I want to do with it. This is Refining Your Life was the original title, and it's now called From the Zen Kitchen to Enlightenment. And it's about cooking by Dogen Zenji. And it's quite short. Actually, it's not very many pages at all. And I've blocked it out so that I can talk about paragraph by some paragraphs along the way each time. And then Uchiyama Roshi has a much longer series of essays called How to Cook Your Life. That I think we can address afterwards. It's not as directly connected to Dogen's words this time as they were here. So I think I'll keep them separate, and we'll just take it chapter by chapter. Chapter 3 is the true form of the self. Chapter 2, concerning the religious life. Having a passion for life. It's living through the life of the self. So as you can see, it's very juicy and very helpful. Lots of notes in the back, and lots of stories. So you can find this still in the bookstores, and probably in Logos and whatever it is down the street here, the used bookstore. There are lots of them. So I encourage you all to seek it out and soak it up. So is there anything else?
You want announcements at this point?
We could do that.
Okay. September 12th is our half-day Saturday sit here, and we're going to combine it with the Wednesday night group, the Insight Meditation Group. Okay. So it'll be a slightly altered schedule, but I'll send it out on email, and maybe we'll post it on our website to the schedule for the morning. But it's basically alternating Zazen and Kinyin, followed by a service and a short talk.
And Brigitte was suggesting that we bring lunch and eat it in the garden out in the back, which is a nice thing to do, so that we can hang out a little bit with each other.
Right, yeah.
Not an announcement, but a request. If anybody has any technical background and wants to help with the website, a little bit of graphic design we could use to improve upon some things that I just sort of hacked up. And then if anybody knows technical side of, I'm going to say the word, XML, if you know XML, you know what that is. And we could use some help kind of improving our visibility on Google search. So, you know that? Do you want to help out?
You've done a great job putting it up there.
Style.
Yeah, these two women have created our web presence in a wonderful way. It really looks good. Yeah.
We also need more pictures. We definitely need to think about some ways to get some pictures. So, we'll do some poses like at, you know, after one of the Saturday sits is the one you missed that.
Oh, good idea. But it's working. One of my sons in New York City has a new girlfriend, and she looked him up and found me. He was shocked.
He's bigger than he is.
I don't know. It's embarrassing.
Sam, you brought this book's photo albums to me and saw. So we have a little job of going through photo albums and extracting the photos. And then eventually we'll scan them and put them on the web or something. But rather than having people store these chunky albums, we're going to translate them to digital. So right now we just need somebody to pull the album, the pictures out of those.
Do they have to be in a certain order?
No.
There's notes that go with them.
Yeah, we want them kind of, if they're in a group with a note of where they were taken, that would be good to have a post-it on a group.
Mm-hmm.
Where are they? How many are there?
How many binders?
Yeah.
Albums? Two. One big one and one medium-sized one.
Well, I might be able to do some of that since I have to do the culling anyway. Might make more sense.
Let's see. We'll ask Saturn. We'll keep asking.
Okay. Well, let's have our 1 minute sit.